With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The White House says Israel has agreed to put in place four-hour daily pauses in its defensive strikes on Hamas in northern Gaza. National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby.
We think that pauses can be useful in the safe passage for hostages, so should a release be secured. But as I said at the top, they're also useful for a number of other purposes, to get aid in and get it distributed within a localized area over a discrete period of time, as well as helping innocent Palestinians move out of harm's way.
Critics say the pauses will give Hamas time to regroup. Pentagon officials say American troops have been hit four times since the U.S. conducted an airstrike in Syria. Wednesday, F-15s conducted an airstrike on a weapons facility in Syria used by Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard. Thursday, the Pentagon reported at least four new attacks by Iranian-backed groups on U.S. bases in the Middle East. Also at SRNnews.com, House Republicans have issued subpoenas for President Biden's son and brother, the most aggressive step yet in their impeachment inquiry. Washington correspondent Ben Thomas has more on the story.
House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer says the panel is bringing in son Hunter Biden and brother James Biden to question them on what he describes as a record of evidence. Republicans maintain it paints a troubling picture of influence peddling. Thus far, however, they've failed to uncover anything directly implicating the president. The White House and the family's lawyers call the investigation a political stunt. Hunter Biden's attorney says the investigation has been full of worn-out, false, baseless, or debunked claims, but he's eager to have the opportunity in a public forum and at the right time to discuss them. Ben Thomas, Washington.
This is SRN News. Liberty Counsel is out with a warning. Bill Alexander has more.
The Christian legal firm has issued an advisory about the so-called gender surgery industry, which it says is expected to grow to nearly $5 billion a year in the United States by the year 2030. As of November 2023, at least 26 states allow their Medicaid insurance programs for low-income families to cover medically mutilating procedures on minors. Liberty Counsel's Matt Staver said, taxpayers should not be paying to irreversibly mutilate children. Bill Alexander reporting.
You can add Houston Texans quarterback C.J. Stroud to the growing list of athletes professing faith in Jesus Christ. After a record-breaking day on the football field November 5th, Stroud began a post-game interview by giving all glory and praise to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Stroud's been vocal about his Christian faith for years. He says it helps him face life's challenges. This is SRN News. Home buyers who can afford to bypass the highest mortgage rates in two decades are increasingly paying all cash.
Homes purchased entirely with cash accounted for 34.1% of all sales in September, up from 29.5% a year ago. It's the highest share since February of 2014. The data comes from a Redfin analysis of home sales in 40 of the nation's most populous metropolitan areas. The trend reflects surging mortgage rates, which have made paying in cash more attractive to many buyers. Bob Agnew reporting.
A former top prosecutor for the city of Baltimore is convicted of charges that she lied about the finances of a side business to improperly access retirement funds during the COVID pandemic, using the money to buy two Florida homes. Former Baltimore State's attorney Marilyn Mosby was charged with two counts of perjury. More details at SRNnews.com.